This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with great deals on refinancing your car loan and no payments until the holidays. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. Get more value in the valley. And Dina's got some more dirt in the dirt. Today, what do we have going on with our celebrities?
All right. So, you know, we told you Denise Richards is leaving Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. But apparently she didn't leave because she got mean girled by her castmates. That's what we were led to believe.
Yeah.
Sources said, you know, Denise was so over the show that she walked away without giving them a chance to win her back. But Bravo insiders are telling Page Six a different story, saying the real reason Denise left was because Bravo wouldn't pay her this huge amount that she wanted to return for a third season.
Whoa.
Yeah, apparently Bravo called her last week, asked her if she wanted to come back. She took a couple days to think about it, and she said she would, but for a huge price, and they said, whatever, you're not worth it.
It doesn't seem like she wanted the gig, though. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you throw out a high number, and if they take it, great, you'll do it, but otherwise you don't really care.
Basically is what it is. Yep.
So it feels like, yeah.
The 72nd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards, they're happening Sunday, but the Television Academy has made this year's awards almost a week-long affair. Nailed It star Nicole Byers, she kicked off the four-night celebration leading up to Sunday's main event, and it's hosted by Jimmy Kimmel on ABC, streaming every night until a final live ceremony on Saturday night at 8 on FXX, and trophies have already been given out. So you've got Leah Remini getting the, this one makes me laugh, I'm sorry, I'll tell you why, just the name of the award, Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series of Special.
Oh my God, it sounds like one of those MTV categories for their award show. Remember
right?
how they used to make up those silly titles just to get a star in there?
Are they doing it so they can show, like, because they always have like a bunch of little random awards that they don't really show on the air, they give out beforehand. Is that what they're doing? They're just trying to drag it up because they're like, we got nothing else to show on TV, so we'll just show every single one.
I don't know. I mean, some of these are good awards. Like, they already announced Queer Eye got Outstanding Structured Reality Program, and RuPaul's Drag Race got Outstanding Casting for Reality Program. I think those are real categories.
And come on, I mean, you got four nights to fill. You got four nights.
Right. Well, that's what I think. They're all real categories. It's just there's a lot of different things to give out.
Oh, my goodness. Some names of shows I've never even heard before. All right. Moving along. Teen Mom fans outraged after Janelle Evans' husband, David Eason, posted a video over the weekend of himself enjoying some goat nuggets, he called them. And these goat nuggets came from their family pet goat Elvis. So this was just sickening.
What?
This is the same guy who killed their family dog for biting at their kids' feet and bicycle tires when they were riding bikes. But this is the guy's not all there. So back to the goat. He posted a picture of goat nuggets and himself eating the meat.
Okay, all right. Let's move on.
Was their pet? They weren't growing it to, like, eat it?
He said they were, but what he posted as a video and the pictures that he posted, which I won't even say what the pictures look like because it's just sickening, people were just angry with him for not only saying this was your, you can't call it your pet and then do this, and then he posted it online saying he's got no respect or integrity for living things.
Yeah, okay, let's not give him any more attention.
No.
Let's move
on. Well, you
know
what? That's the thing. Fans are saying they're glad that he's no longer on MTV because they don't want to fund his lifestyle anymore, and I completely agree. Completely. Drew Barrymore's show premiered with two highly anticipated reunions. You had Adam Sandler reprising his 51st Dates role to update Drew's character on their current life. It was funny.
Okay.
He said it in a video, just like in the movie. You have a thing called amnesia, and I'm your husband. We have a daughter, and she's about 40 now, or something like that. and he brought along Alan Covert, who played 10-second Tom in the movie.
Oh, gosh.
So that was fun, too. You have to see it.
You got to watch the original now. It's such a good movie.
It is a good movie. And then she also had her co-stars from Charlie's Angels, Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz, joining her. And cool. Apparently there was a little mix-up, though, trying to get Cameron onto the show with her. She sent the video to a young kid instead, and she sent it to him while she was kind of in the middle of, you know, getting ready, let's just say. So she said nothing wrong that this kid saw, but yeah, I was getting out of the shower, basically, and I'm thinking what? I sent this to Cameron Diaz, and I didn't.
That's fake.
I probably I mean, you, so.
Wait, why would they do, like, a fake video interview?
No, not a video interview. It was the request for her to be on the show.
Gotcha.
She was asking Cameron to be on the show, and she said it's like 7 minutes long. Cameron said this kid's going to have material for the rest of his life.
There you go. All right, so.
Staged.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS. The whole thing was called a conscious uncoupling.
Oh,
and everybody was like, what
phrase.
Does that even mean?
Yeah.
So here's the next one. All right. So now we have something called a midnup. So we've been telling you that Kim Kardashian and Kanye are working on their marriage.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, though, they're putting some of the changes on paper. And according to Heat World, they have reset the terms of their 6-year marriage by writing up a detailed ironclad midnup. So
I'm sure this is
ironclad.
I guess not. This is a midterm agreement.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they have those before. I mean, people change the prenup, so it's
weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is just their way of making... The midnup is the new term for it, I guess.
I like the term. Very funny.
Gotta sign
saying,
it at midnight.
Not a prenup, a midnup, to make sure they're covered if or when they decide to part ways. So, well, good luck to them. I hope they don't end up consciously uncoupling.
Yeah, I hope there's no end-nup.
Yeah. Well, it looks like things are getting serious for Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. She introduced him to her kids that she shares with Brian Austin Green.
Mm-hmm.
Does not mean they're jumping ahead to the next step. That's too soon to even assume that they would want to get engaged or married or anything. But, you know, considering she and Brian are still married, yeah, that would be too soon. But in the meantime, their film has been put on hold because two people on set tested positive. And according to TMZ, even though they were quarantined, the director's not taking any chances and looking to film somewhere else now where it's a little bit safer. And lastly, it seems Megan's getting support for her new relationship from Brian's ex, Vanessa Marcille. So she's happy that Megan's moved on.
Wow.
Girl power, I guess.
They're moving fast, too. They're already in the midnup cycle. They're already jumped right to the midnup.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Britney Spears is angry with her father for trying to rehire Andrew Wallet. He served as her co-conservator of her estate for a few years. And according to TMZ, Britney feels that the $500,000 Andrew was paid to oversee her conservatorship was way too much. So in protest, she said she's done performing for now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see if she wins on this one. And as we told you yesterday, the internet's been in a frenzy all weekend after Chris Evans accidentally uploaded a picture nobody was meant to see.
Mm-hmm.
And he quickly deleted it, but, you know, not enough for those screenshots to already hit Twitter. So, of course, Chris has been trending online for multiple days. He's finally spoken out.
Oh, good.
Okay, so what does he have to say? He took to Twitter last night, offered a facepalm and a shrug emoji, and added, "Now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd.
So. It was a publicity stunt.
No, I don't think it was a publicity stunt, but I think that he took a bad situation and made it into something that was good.
So
that's what we're going to call this.
So who does he support? Is that a politician's one or no? Or really his? Not sure.
Vote for him?
Oh, there's so many things I want to say right now, but I just can't. So we're just going to move along and say that you've got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's Dina's Dirt at the 40 now, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Great deals on refinancing your car loan. Make no payments until the holidays. For all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. And now, Dina's got your fresh dirt headlines. What's going on?
All right, a big premiere for Dancing with the Stars last night, but I think the biggest news was, holy Tonioli, Bruno Tonioli's debut of his natural silver hair. It was hot. He looks good. But in more Dancing with the Star news, the family of Don Lewis, Tiger King star Carol Baskin's millionaire husband, who went missing in 97. You know this story?
Yeah, yeah.
They crashed her first night on Dancing with the Stars. Yep, the family actually bought a commercial during her debut last night for the public to send in tips.
Oh. Wow, because a lot of people think she killed her husband, right, for the money?
That's right. Yes, they do. Mizzou? And so they said $100,000 in exchange for tips that helped solve the case. I mean, she's always maintained her innocence. But in the meantime, Carol's performance to the Eye of the Tiger, shocker, I know, right? Right. Has led many to conclude that we should not expect to see more of her on the show. She and Pasha had the lowest score. And
wow. Looked,
well, one person tweeted, Carol Baskin is quite literally 2020 as a person.
And why would the network run that commercial? It does.
Why wouldn't they? To get more talk.
Obviously. Well, I guess so.
Put her on the show.
It's kind of awkward, right?
Money.
It's ratings. Like, coming up next, the possible murderer will dance.
And in the meantime, I'm 50-50 on this story. A report that Jennifer Lopez is furious with Derek Hough for returning to Dancing with the Stars after being a judge on her show, World of Dance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 50-50 on that rumor. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, when you're 60-40, let us know.
Exactly.
Next update.
Mariah Carey's ex-assistant is in big trouble with the judge for destroying evidence in her ongoing blackmail case with Mariah. So there was this story about how she had gotten rid of evidence, which would have helped Mariah's case. The judge is now punishing her for destroying evidence and not saving evidence that she supposedly accidentally got rid of. So, he says it was grossly negligent and she's going to be in some big trouble. 1 month after Rachel Ray's New York home caught fire on August 9th, she took to Instagram to share the photos and a video with fans. Now, we told you the kitchen was destroyed. We heard there was some damage in other parts of the house, but wow. When you see her do this walkthrough, it's chilling. She said, we watched our house burn in an hour.
Oh, wow.
And she showed them what once was her bedroom, what once was her library, bathroom, dressing area, etc. And most importantly, and I think we could all feel this, is she added that she lost 15 years of memories, 40 years of notebooks, drawings, thoughts, life's work.
That is so horrible. I mean, that's the most valuable stuff, that sentimental stuff.
It really is. Yeah. But the house was in ruins, but they all escaped unharmed. And ultimately, that is the most important thing. But I could feel her pain because I know how I would feel if I lost those memories. It would shatter me. Well, Chris Hemsworth's got a new little side gig. He's a weather reporter for Australia's The Today Show.
Really?
Well,
that is
for a day
anyway.
It was kind of funny. I watched the video with Today.com, and the meteorologist Lauren Phillips gave the weather report from this outdoor location, and she said, I'm in the horse capital of Australia, but I was yet to find a horse, so I thought I should open it up to one of the horse studs. And that's when Chris walked on screen.
Oh, wow.
Did he say there's lightning coming?
No, but maybe some thunder.
Yeah, and he's always like, hey, great weather to watch one of my movies.
So that's a Thor joke. I don't know.
Is it a Thor joke, Thor the lightning? Joke. Okay,
yeah,
but I was saying
God
thunder.
Of thunder, and then lightning comes down from his day. Okay, forget
wow.
it.
Well, I was thinking thunder from down under, but I guess we were thinking of two different
that
things.
That works, too.
Yeah. So Chris gave the forecast for nearly every location in Australia, but I'm pretty sure nobody was listening because the only forecast that mattered was sunny with 100% chance of Thor. Oh, yes, it was a good forecast that day. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.